And do you know how much is the amount that has been billed for? $139. Alright, so first of all, I would like to say sorry to you for the inconvenience caused. Alright, and the bill what you have got, that's a Bitcoin purchase. Alright, and do you live in south border of Texas? Because I can see that your IP address is being used at the different locations on the south border of Texas. Alright, and that's the reason we have sent you this bill, because there are so many people who are trying to get the money extracted from your account. Right, using your credential through the various applications, right? And there are 2-3 different locations where we could see that charges are being extracted from the accounts, right? That somebody is trying to get in touch with us to, you know, get these charges refunded into a different account. And that's where we found that these are the suspicious charges, and that's why we have canceled this and we have sent you the bill, all right? So in order to eliminate that, we have to get you connected on secure network of PayPal, all right? So I would like to know the device from which you're calling right now. Is it your Android cell phone or your Apple cell phone? Do you have a laptop or a desktop? All right, can you please go to near your desktop? All right, and which desktop it is? It's a Dell. All right, so let me assist you with certain steps. You can perform them on yourself. So I want you to look at your keyboard. Down on the bottom, you will see there is a control and there is a Microsoft button. You see them? So I want you to push and hold both the buttons down. And along with both the buttons, I want you to push letter Q as in queen. All three down at the same time. It will ask you for some, you cannot. All right. Is there any option? Click on OK. Can you please try one more time? All right. No problem, dear. We'll try the different way to get you connected on a secure network. So can you please look at your keyboard? Down on the bottom, there is a Microsoft button. So you have to push and hold the Microsoft button. And while you're holding that button down, you have to push a letter R. R for Romeo. Hold two down at the same time and simultaneously look at the screen. So you will see something like run on the left side of your screen. So in that run box, you will see there is a open, and right next to open, there is a space to type something. Is that empty or is that showing you something? All right. So you have to put there www.anydesk.com. It's a 3-time W's, anydesk.com. Right. Now there will be option of download now. Can you see it? You have to click on download now. Once you will click on download now, you will see on the right side top corner, the file is being downloaded. Once the file gets downloaded, let me know. All right. Can you see it's showing you anydesk.exe? So you have to double click on that. All right. So please tell me the numbers. 185520. It's 185520971. Is that correct? 1135. All right. Thank you so much. Now right next to that numbers, you will see there is a small padlock. You see that? I want you to click on that. Correct. So you have to put there Sunday 123, all in small letters. You have to confirm the password. Sunday 123, all in small letters. Now click on apply. You will see. Once you will click on apply, you will see interactive access. Underneath the interactive access, you will see there are three options. The third option says never show incoming session request. You see that? Click on that. Now after that, on the left side of there will be some list of menus. So in that you have to click on this one. Let me just tell you. There will be a privacy. You see that privacy? And now once you will click on privacy, you have to scroll down on the right hand side. Till the bottom, you will see there are certain options. I mean, there are certain boxes which are checked in red color. You see that? So in that, there is one of box that says enable privacy mode. You see that? You have to check that box. Once you will did that, all right. Now I want you to close this. So once you will close this, you will see, would you like to allow this app to make changes? You have to click on yes, or there will be installation path. You have to click on accept and install. You do that? Yeah. Now what do you see there? I'm sorry, what it is? Did you click on accept and install? Answer, I would like to confirm, is there any person who lives in south border of Texas, like any of your friend or colleague who lives in there? So you don't know anybody who lives in south border of Texas, right? And did you share your credentials with anyone, any family member, any friend or anybody? No, right? So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you to run quick some scans, all right? You have to perform them, and you have to identify the problem if the people still persist. Okay. Now, what do you see there, sir? Sorry? Fuck you.